Tim Johnson for networking.biz. And we're having a little look behind the scenes here. We're finding out that there's a real kind of spiritual influence going on in networking, and these guys are at the leading edge of that. And I just asked the question before that show jingle, whether Tim was, or I posed the question, we're about to get the answer now, of whether Tim is an alpha male or an alfalfa male, or I suspect somewhere in between. Well, do you understand those two ideas? An alpha male is pretty straightforward, but the alfalfa male thing, Tim?
No, you picked up right at the beginning of your introduction that, you know, I'm a kind of regular business guy rather than your standard audience here, so I don't actually understand the question, so you'll have to enlighten me on that.
All right, alpha male, pretty straightforward, and one could be forgiven for thinking that's where you are with your background and so on, but as we're finding out, you're probably not. At the other end of the spectrum is the alfalfa male. Alfalfa is a kind of sprouting seed that a raw foodie, vegan type person who is not pro-nuclear might have on their oat cake or something like that. So where would you place yourself in that spectrum?
I think I'm probably sort of balanced in between.
I'll get in that.
I enjoy working with people like Tom Evans, doing some fabulous work with another four networker, Dr. Claire Ryan with Network Spinal Analysis, and that's pretty amazing stuff. But at the same time, a business needs to be run. It's got bills to pay and income to generate and plans to develop. And, you know, we have a team of 800 people that need to be trained and managed and led. And none of that happens sort of just by accident. You know, there are some good bits from sort of, good old-fashioned business structure once you take away the sort of the corporate bullshit that goes off and goes with it.
Yeah,
and so we try and marry the two. To be honest, it's been open to some of the sort of the more new agey stuff, but it's kind of I suppose I would consider myself as a bridge between the two camps.
Yes, brilliant, and that's great. And I'm there. I am asking you to take a sort of rational, make a decision. When of course you're talking about having a holistic organisation here, where we can take the best of both worlds, and that looks like what you're doing. Your alfalfa male is very much into authenticity and vulnerability. He's probably crying constantly by, surprised by the wonder of a flower or something like that. This is not the sort of person you want running your operations department, is it, when you're putting these meetings together?